Hi, everybody.
Ayo. So listen.
Okay, so what happened was...
So I recorded on a laptop that I don't usually record on with our new equipment, and it didn't go well. And it's a Chromebook, so I should have fucking known better, because so much shit doesn't work on Chromebook. I don't know what I was thinking.
You were talking mad shit on Chromebook that morning, too.
Oh, yeah. You have to, like, go through Linux to have Audacity.
The Audacity. And none of this means anything to our listeners, because they don't know that they missed out on something. But this is our second time talking about Nosferatu. Yeah. And, you know, second time's going to be even better. We're going to have a lot of good, fun time.
Second verse, same as the first.
Oh, my gosh.
No, we're going to be bigger and better.
Who are you?
Hi, what, me? Hi, I'm Sam.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Every time.
And together we're Smash.
The Pomida of podcasts. No one's gonna fucking get that niche reference.
I honestly forgot.
I posted it on our Facebook.
I went and lurked a little bit, and I saw that. I was like, "That's great," but I immediately
it was these three guys who started a grocery store, and their names were Pat, Mike, and Dave.
That's right, Pomida.
My mom taught me that.
That's cute. The Pomida of podcasts.
Speaking of my mom, since the other one's not gonna come out, thank you for the soundboard stuff, family.
Yay, Merry Christmas to everybody involved here. We have better sound, and
I think it's gonna sound better.
Yeah, our listeners' ears will be much more happy. Yeah, I wonder if your family got it honestly for themselves more than for us, because they listen.
Like, I cannot stand listening to this anymore.
Fix this for them, please.
I unsubscribed.
Thanks, guys. Oh my gosh, yeah. So now I get to, like, learn a little bit more about editing too, and that's really exciting in this technological era. Well, so yeah, last time we talked about this, we mostly just, like, read the movie out loud, and then we didn't actually discuss what was going on. So this might be better.
I think every time I started to be like, I'd like to narrate this, I'd be like, who the fuck is what that? Is what's their name?
How do I narrate this thing that I'm so... We were just, like, floating through it.
Well, so Nosferatu is from 1922. It came out in other countries before it came out in the United States. And F.W. Murnau, who directed and wrote it and stuff, based it off of Dracula, but Bram Stoker, he sued for copyright infringement because of the movie, even though it was supposedly more accurate to the actual story. It's called A Symphony of Horror.
Mm-hmm.
Nosferatu, A Symphony of Horror.
You made a little diss track on the movie because you were
so mad that the audio got deleted and we watched the movie. And
and I love that about you as an artist. You take your emotions and you let them flow through your rhymes, and you sent it to me and I was like, this is gonna be goofy, but it was good, dude.
I felt better about it than any, like, serious song I've ever written. I might put it here and insert it now. MTC Beats.
The OG, you can call me Bram Stoker, but your mother knows me as a certified stroker. Got your dad on my lap just to see the look of horror. Am I going too fast? I'll slow it down so you can read it over. Don't be afraid, catch the plague, get your coughing on. I'm not overrated like your movie, bitch, I'm popping off. God, I'm thinking you're the first, but you know that I am the one. A symphony of whores, all on my jock say, who the fuck is Orlok? Checking my material, the fucking bloodsucker, living dead. Give me Nick, you'll make such a good supper, SpongeBob. Kept you relevant into the new millennia. Nosferatu, more like Noster, can't find you. A bitch that wants to make her way up to your castle. Transylvania's on the map, no thanks to you.
Aw, man, that was good diss track.
Thank you.
Yay! I hope everybody else.
I'm glad we
it.
Listened to it again.
Me too. We
that was a
that.
Good listen.
Now I get to learn how to insert things into stuff.
I'm auditioning for Live at the Backline.
It's like a sketch show?
Yeah, it's like it's like SNL, but at the Backline.
Nice. I want to audition for it.
Yeah, you can, there's an event page on Facebook, and there's a link in the description to sign up.
Is that the only way?
It's on Sign Up Genius. Like, there's a click, like a link, and you just click on it, and you tap on the spot that you want, and you type your name and email address in. Which I hate that it requires email addresses. I'm tired of putting my email address in things.
Will you send me the link? I have two email addresses. One in one that I know that I'm probably going to get tons of spam and I don't give a fuck. And one in things that I actually care about and take seriously. Like,
I got bad on... Because I had one like that too. And I got like loosey-goosey on which one I send emails to. So now it's just a mess.
That's how that goes. Oh, that's fun. What if we get to be on little SNL together? Yay.
No, and I don't know if I'll make it, but it'll still be a fun show. So you should come check it out.
Hey.
It's been 6 years since they did the last one. And they're really excited to do it again. And I know they have a really good team of writers on it.
For real.
Cameron Longston of TikTok fame. Mm-hmm. I think he hates when people say that.
I think he loves it.
No, he probably loves it.
But you have to act like you hate it. You have to be like, stop. Cameron, you're so famous. Okay. Yeah, so that's cool. There's some, I don't know people's names, but I know their faces. And I know there's a lot of funny faces. Mm-hmm. Yay, that's exciting. So yeah, come check out Live at the Backline, whether we get in there or not.
Yeah.
All right. And now it's time for Nosferatu time part two.
Time pipe.
Nosferatu. Duh.
Duh.
Duh. Duh.
Did I fuck up? No. Okay, cool.
Oh, yeah. There was like an orchestra production to go along with the movie.
So it was written with the intention of being played with a live orchestra. And like, I think they said something about like the track got fucked up.
The track. Oh, so they had to redo it?
I don't know. I think there was like a track and then maybe it. I'm not looking it up again. Sorry.
So something like that.
Yeah, okay, and they had it performed with like the Kansas City Orchestra and a bunch of other orchestras live, I think, instead.
So I just noticed during the beginning credits, it says, based on the novel by Bram Stoker, we discussed last time how, so they did this movie. They said they didn't have any permission or anything. And so they had to change the vampire's name from Dracula to Count Orlok, right? Is that what happened?
I think it was like they call him Dracula like multiple times in this.
That's what I was saying. And it says written by Bram Stoker, so I wonder if because they did that, like maybe they did that, and so they say Dracula in this.
I think we mentioned before too that we wondered if they had to add his name to the credits after this lawsuit. So,
I'm curious about that. Yeah. So I just noticed that it says like written by Bram Stoker, and so maybe that has something to do with why. See, literally right there, Count Dracula the vampire. Okay, so yeah, I heard that his name was Count Orlok, and I didn't remember seeing the name Count Orlok in this movie anywhere. So I'm still confused about that.
I wonder if that's like his like undercover rich guy who wants real estate name, but he's actually Count Dracula. Oh my god, for like a few days the other day I was like, oh my god, it's like almost the same letters as Dracula, and for some reason in my head it had a D in it. Like a few days later I was like, wait, that's so fucking stupid.
Orlok.
Yeah, I don't know where. You're the funny. Fuck.
Were you sleepy? Were you high?
I plead the fifth.
I never asked that. What are you, a cop? Who do you work for?
My son's friends knock like cops. And I told one of them that, and now they say that.
What? They say what?
One of them told another girl. She's like, you knock like a cop. And I think it's because I say it that so got funny. Around.
I fucking hate a cop knock.
Okay, so this is from a diary. From the diary of Johann?
Yeah.
Cavalius, able historian of his native city of Bremen, Nosferatu, that name alone can chill the blood. Nosferatu, was it he who brought the plague to Bremen in 1863? I have long sought the causes of that terrible epidemic and found at its origin and its climax the innocent figures of Jonathan Harker and his wife, Nina. And she is young.
Yeah.
I don't actually, she doesn't look that young, to be honest.
I saw the new movie, and now that I've seen this, I know that they don't talk about it. I don't want to spoil the new movie for you.
Is it different?
It's a little different. It starts out with Dracula and Nina together. Dracula doing vampire things, let's just say. then he's all like, you're mine forever or whatever. And then she goes off and gets married to this Harker guy. And Dracula's like mad about it and jealous or whatever. And he's like, hey, you promised yourself to me. And so he's making her basically like renew her vows to him. And she's like, no, I don't want to. And he's like, you're going to do it. So it's like him trying to like seeking consent, but in like a really mean way by killing everybody. So yeah, that does not happen in this.
Every time I watch this, this guy looks less and less like Timothée Chalamet. I think there's just some shots where I'm like, it looks like him. We meet Nina and Jonathan Harker, and he's brought her flowers, and they're excited to see each other.
They're so in love. They smile when they kiss. He gives her flowers that he just picked from the side of the road, and she holds them like they're a baby. And you can tell if he ever went anywhere, she would literally fucking die.
We see Jonathan walking down an alleyway.
I think one of my favorite parts about like old ass movies like this is how they had to overact so much.
Okay, who's this guy? I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, young man, you can't escape destiny by running away. What about what?
I don't know. Just like a local soothsayer who stops people on the street to tell them their fortunes.
Fun fact: you cannot. Who is this guy?
Fun fact: that's Bram Stoker. No, I'm just joking. Is that Count Orlok?
The agent Renfield was a strange man, and there were unpleasant rumors
about him. Was that Renfield?
No.
Oh.
Renfield looks weird as F.
Well, that guy looked weird.
This is
Renfield.
He kind of looks like a Lemony Snicket. What's his fucking name?
Ooh, yeah.
Count Orlok. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. It's something like that, though.
Isn't it Count
Olaf?
Olaf. Count, yeah. What the?
Count Olaf. I know, right?
There's no way that's not related, dude.
Oh, my gosh. Lemony Snicket. God. Okay, so there is this movie.
Is it canon?
Right. There's this movie called Look Who's Talking. It was from like the 80s, 90s. Do you remember that? It's about babies who like talk, but they only talk. The parents can't hear them. Anyway, In Look Who's Talking or Look Who's Talking To, there's an old guy and the baby's like making fun of his eyebrows and stuff. And he looks just like Renfield in this movie. And I keep thinking about that guy. I love that movie. Look Who's Talking is one of my faves.
Here's an important letter from Transylvania, he says to Harker. Count Dracula wishes to buy a house in our city. So he calls him Dracula.
He literally, his name is Count Dracula in this movie. Make it make sense.
It's a good opportunity for you, Harker. The Count is rich and free with his money. Okay, and Dracula existed by this time period, the book. I guess it could be in a different, like,
maybe like
universe,
yeah,
or whatever.
Maybe
but
when it was released in Germany, they were like, no, no, no. And then when it was released in America, they were like, okay, we righted our wrongs.
Yeah. You will have a marvelous journey, and young as you are, what matter if it costs you some pain or even a little blood? Harker is going to get so many signs along this path that he should just go the fuck home to his wife and cat, and he is not going to.
He just loves nothing more than ignoring a red flag.
Bro, fucking Count Olaf, that is still driving me insane. There's
Count Olaf looking exactly like Renfield.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot it wasn't Count Orlok. And I was losing my fucking mind.
Okay, I brought you back down to earth.
Yeah, I'm good now.
Oh my gosh. But I do think that it was a intentional thing.
They just thought Renfield was a dumb name.
They were like, we don't want Count Orlok to look like Dracula. He's crazy looking, but Renfield, that's cool. We can do that.
Harker's looking at the map like, China is east.
Oh my God. Where God will not follow.
Hey, listen to our episode with Todd and Dylan.
Oh my gosh, China is east. That was a good one. Before we got our new microphones, we were all gathered around one microphone and it was beautiful, but you can tell.
The house facing yours, that should suit him. You know, the guy you're going to go get and bleed for. Leave at once, my young friend, and don't be frightened if people speak of Transylvania as the land of phantoms.
Okay. La la la, I'm going to pack a lunch over to Transylvania.
Don't mind that. Don't, and I know you haven't heard that.
He's
but
like,
I am going to tell you about it.
He's like, it is true, but just don't don't get freaked out.
And they are going to say that.
They're going to say that, and they're not lying, but just like, don't listen.
I may be away for several months, Nina. Renfield is sending me to some lost corner of the Carpathians.
So that we can find a new neighbor to live across the street from us. Nina immediately is struck with dread and
she's
terror.
She's in shock.
She already looks like she caught the plague.
Yeah, literally. I read something the other day that said Nosferatu did kill people in this. And I don't remember him killing anybody. It was the plague, right? He just sucks people's blood. They don't die. He, like, comes back to suck their blood again, doesn't he? Because he sucks his blood.
Yeah. I feel like Nosferatu is the plague. So, like, the plague killing people is Nosferatu killing people.
Yeah, and by the way, this is total, like, plague propaganda. For real. Sure. Like, olden days, like, COVID type, like.
Yeah.
Harker left Nina with his good friends, with Stenra and his life, his wife Lucy.
Good call. But yeah, when COVID happened, everybody was like, oh, it's because of, like, China. It was because of this person who, like, ate this thing. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, there was all kinds of, like, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody made, like, some movie that was like, oh, this vampire did everything COVID.
Something that bothered me was that, like, so there was the whole bat thing. And then here in America, all those fucking monkeys from a test facility got loose. Like, what if a pandemic started because of that? Like, now what?
Yeah, like, right? Fuck you guys. Are you going to be like, fuck us? Ourselves? No. That's funny.
Nina's like dressed like she's in mourning. You had mentioned that last time.
Yeah. She's like, hey guys, I'm here to stay with you and I'm going to wear black the mm-hmm. whole time.
Harker says, don't worry, Nina. Nothing will happen to me. And his friend looks like Edgar Allan Poe.
He does. I just realized, like, think about it though, back in these day and ages, having somebody go off to Transylvania could be a death sentence. Like, traveling, mm-hmm. not being able to call, you have to, like, write letters. Like, you're basically dead.
You're not, you don't have a car, so.
As soon as you leave, you may as well not exist anymore. Her mm-hmm. husband is gone forever, as far as she knows.
What's with Stern up to? Oh, yeah.
Does he want a second wife?
Lucy.
He's like, hey, Westerna, I'm leaving here. Have my wife. Lucy. You have some split? Okay.
From relay to relay, through the dust raised by the stages, Harker hurried on.
He wasn't hurrying very fast.
No. He was lollygagging a lot.
Yeah. He's a delightful fellow. Dilly he really dally. Is a berries and cream, a little lad who loves berries and cream.
Berries and cream.
Berries and cream. Cream. Commercial. Let's make up an actual commercial.
I am really happy because I have a dog and kid. And sometimes my kid gets on the bus and leaves me alone for 8 hours.
And that makes me happier.
And it does. And my kids are out of the house now, so I can chop onions in peace.
My kids are still in the house, but I'm walking a marathon and I'm not going to think about it.
I'm getting so many bugs in my face because my top's down on my car.
I'm acting like I'm not bothered by all of the wind in my hair because my friends are here and I don't want to bring them down, but this sucks.
I'm sick of my dog making me spin in circles. I heard you're not supposed to spin when they do it. You're supposed to be like, no.
I love spinning around with them. It's a little dance that we do. Who's walking who here?
Would you like this bowl full of spinach with 3 slices of jalapenos on top of it?
I love the memes that are like, that face when your salad makes a really funny joke.
My Fortnite name is seriously in front of my salad. I also have a these come in handy.
Oh my god, no way. Okay, she just handed me a bracelet that says in front of my salad with like little hearts. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
I had ones I made that said one said Mario sucks and the other said Waluigi fucks. And I'm like, why do I keep sexualizing Waluigi and Wario in my creations?
Gosh, that is so funny. She's got like a really deep-seated not yet uncovered kink. Maybe just like mustachioed men.
I'm gonna
okay, so Harker pulls up his little horsey to like a inn.
Tavern.
He
burp mic.
Oh yeah, he like pounds on like the table.
It's like, oh, I'm fucking hungry.
They immediately bring him like some juice and he drinks it all down and he's like, give me quickly dinner.
Sustenance, wench.
I should already be at Count Dracula's castle. That's like
he
when
shows
I was
up
working
there and eats like immediately too.
Right, like immediately. Like what? This isn't fast enough for you. Sorry. Oh, so he mentions Dracula and everybody like stops. It's a silent film, but you can tell all the room just went quiet. Mm-hmm. They're like, count who now what? What'd you say?
Why, Ayana? How many times do I gotta teach you this lesson on there?
So this old guy that I guess works at the place, like, walks over and is like, hey, bro, let's have a chat through my mustache.
You must not leave now. The evil spirits become all powerful after dark.
My papa said to ignore that talk. Ha ha ha, you're an idiot. I know you only live and work here and I just got here, but I'm not going to listen to you. What's the deal with this hyena or whatever?
I don't know.
Oh, he scares the horsies. I didn't realize what his little role in this film is. Just a sick bass lick, though.
Is that his horses?
I think his horse just ran. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's just like everyone. That's like a parking lot for horses.
Yeah.
Valet, fetch me my horse. Valnay.
That's a good one. Valnay. Yeah, a hyena just came up and like scared the horsies away. Oh, he looks out the window and all the horsies are leaving. That horsey was not having a good time.
No.
I wonder how many horsies died in the making of this movie.
No, not horses.
Oh no, they're free like they used to be. Oh no.
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, where's my horse?
The hyena was looking back like, bitch, try to stop me. Okay, so he closes his window and he's like, well, I guess I don't have a horse now. But at least I have my candle.
He finds this book that's like, what, the Book of Vampires?
Oh yeah, because in Transylvania, they don't put Bibles in hotel rooms. They put the Book of Vampires. Mm-hmm.
Yep, the Book of the Vampires.
Book of the Vampires. Through this movie, I think they look at this book, the same exact pages, like three times. He looks at it twice, and then she looks at it once or something.
And it was in 1443 that the first Nosferatu was born. That name rings like the cry of a bird of prey, the crow of a cock. Never speak it aloud.
That name rings like the cry of a bird of prey. Never speak it aloud.
This book might as well be called The Book of Dracula's Vampire. Seriously, he's a vampire. Why are you going here? There's a vampire there. Dracula's a vampire.
A bitch still wouldn't listen. He'd be like, vampire, what's that? Bye, toodaloo, I'm going to sell a house.
Capitalism.
Real estate agents like would, though.
Literally.
You're so desperate.
Sorry, Jen. Oh.
Sorry, who?
Jen.
Jen. Oh, is she real? Ah, yeah. Nice. She's probably one of the good ones. Hey, Jen, get at us if you would sell Dracula a house.
To be fair, she makes fun of other real estate agents. So. Nice.
That was a funny noise, that boing. It was a comic. Men do not always recognize the dangers that beasts can sense at certain times. Yeah, you don't say.
Men do not always recognize the dangers that beasts can sense at certain times.
Perhaps it's because men themselves are the beasts. And they're like, bees too. That's why they're called the Beastie Boys.
Fun fact, Bram Stoker was suspected to be bisexual. That's probably why Dracula was so hot. I made up the second part.
Dracula was you're so funny.
Because Nosferatu's super uglers, but...
Oh, he's like, yeah.
But Dracula was hot.
In the new movie? The new Dracula?
No. Which just Dracula? Like originally in the story, he was portrayed to be handsome.
Oh, in
Dracula.
Is like, he like so Dracula, handsome Dracula. That is how he like influences people?
I think so.
I've heard that, yeah, vampire lore says that, yeah, vampires look so beautiful and it's easy to like hypnotize people. That's funny. Maybe back in the day, this Dracula was like super sexy. It was like in 1922, like this was like beauty standards.
You did mention like, did you notice how, or do you miss when people in movies were ugly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hurry, the sun will soon be setting.
Oh yeah, and that's like the sound that Beavis makes when like he gets a boner or whatever, and Beavis and Butthead, he's like boing.
Shawing.
Doop doop. Boom. So what was the point of the hyena scaring the horses away? I'm so lost there, but
I know. Does it really matter, or is it just like? We will go no further, sir. Not for a fortune.
Okay, so these horse guys had to take him here, and they stopped. But had his horse not run away, he would have just been able to, like, take the horse out there. Maybe
is
that's
just
what
to be like, ugh, the suspense. We will go no further. Here begins the land of phantoms.
So yeah, they take him seriously, close enough.
Dracula's
to...
a vampire. Please listen to me.
Yeah, right? They take him as close to Dracula's house as they'll go, and he has to go the rest of the way alone because, like, they're too scared. And, like, listen to the locals.
Oh, is it because he can't, like, escape because he doesn't have a horse?
I think he just didn't want to get too close to the fan. Oh.
Like, well, like, oh, is that part the significance why it was of that? Significant, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, maybe.
Like in The Strangers when their tires get slashed.
Oh.
And when he had crossed the bridge, the phantoms came to meet him, and he still was not... even he was slightly like, suspicious that something weird was happening here.
The phantoms came to meet him and he was like, surprise Pikachu face.
I love old movie clips to like upbeat music.
Yeah, juxtaposition, like the oldness and the goofiness. I don't know if juxtaposition is the right word there. Combination, I guess. I don't know. Like, yeah, this like soundtrack is sometimes so whimsical and sometimes so eerie. Okay, is this Count Dracula?
Yes.
In the daylight?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's a little shaded.
Yeah, so as long like, as he wears, like, a hat and, like, a little thing over his face, he's fine.
He's still in the sunlight, yeah.
Yeah.
And isn't that how he dies later?
Like, isn't he supposed to be Oily, sleeping? Sorry.
Vaping? What?
Sleeping. Hey, Dracula, you got a vape?
Dracula vaped.
You vape, bro? Can I vape in here?
Where's my vape?
Hey, can I vape in this carriage?
Hit my vape, you won't turn into a vampire.
Oh my god, your vape flavor is called vampire's blood. That's insulting.
Vampire's
blood. I don't have
blood
that.
Flavored blood watermelon.
What is that, blood orange? Get the fuck out of here with that. What a dick.
This one's just named Jennifer. Oh my god, is he like playing the part of all his servants? Like, it's like a one-man play. Yeah, he just like leaves.
Oh, so that wasn't supposed to be Dracula. Maybe, okay, so it says that the phantom him. Phantom came to greet him. Mm. So by phantom, they mean vampire, I guess.
Yeah, because if he can transport like this, it makes no sense why he went on that long journey carrying his box of dirt just to get to his new house.
So are we to believe that Nosferatu is living in a community of Nosferatus?
Actually, that's a good question. This is the same fucking alley he walked through earlier, bro.
They didn't want to find another alley to shoot in.
They couldn't get the rights to another alley.
Yeah.
Wonder if you have to get the rights to film in an alley.
Like a permit? Hey, you got a permit to fill in this alley?
In 1920.
This permit's just for that alley. This is an awkward meeting.
Was that someone talking outside or was that in the movie?
It was outside.
Okay. You were late, young man. It is almost midnight. My servants have all retired.
Oh, so it's nighttime. You just can't tell because it's a black and white movie.
They probably had to film in like the day.
Yeah.
I'm not creepy at all. I am not a vampire.
Come with me. I'm not a vampire. Come with me.
I am a phantom, but I am not a vampire.
No, I'm not a vampire. I'm just a phantom. Oh, I'm hungry.
Oh, no.
I want Taco Bell. I passed Taco Bell on the way over here, and I want it. Fuck you, Chick-fil-A.
I'm so sorry that I love their original chicken sandwiches.
I love
I'm
that.
I'm really sorry. This is my public statement that I am going to keep eating them, but I also am very sorry about it.
There are so many gay people who are like,
I'm not straight.
I'm so sorry that I love Chick-fil-A, but...
Sorry that I'm enabling it, though.
Right.
Good what chicken was, sandwich who was is it? A good chicken sandwich, bro.
Oh, Caleb Hernan or whatever, who was like, my politics, I don't bring politics into AMC or Chick-fil-A or something like that. More like Chick-fil anti-gay. yeah, you said that Bram Stoker was suspected to be bi, knowing nowadays how most everybody is a little bit bi, let's all be honest, okay? How gay did he have to be for, like, people to be like, I think he might be a little bit gay? Like, I feel like, I don't know. Because there's so many people who are like, oh, they're roommates. Oh, they're just best friends. Oh, they're just, like, Yeah.
Especially with women in the past. It was always like they were just really good life mates and friends.
And if you're like, oh, definitely no, we're in never love, went down like, on nah. each other ever. Yeah, right. They're in such denial. So for people to be talking, he was probably like super gay. And I love that about him.
This reminds me of that episode of I Think You Should Leave.
Where oh.
they like start pretending to surf on the table or whatever.
I just thought of something. Bram Stoker, more like Man Stroker. Hey.
Now that I'm done cutting nothing on this plate, I will be taking an entire loaf of bread. Thank you.
I was cutting the plate cutting. And then I realized I needed something on it. And so I tried to cut the bread and then I cut my thumb.
Nosferatu needs a nap, bro.
Yeah, some eye cream or something. If only he was not selling real estate, but he was selling Avon. The clock is like a little skeleton on top of it. That's cute.
Nothing weird here.
He literally...
Okay, so it is really... like, he had already cut into his thumb a second or two ago before he noticed he did it.
Oh, that's so funny. He's cutting bread like an absolute imbecile.
Blood. Your precious blood.
Your precious blood.
There's nothing suspicious about me really wanting your precious blood. It is just precious.
Where did the phrase, like, I want to suck your blood, where did that come from? Did anybody actually say that ever?
I want to suck your blood.
I want to suck your blood. This... He run a little faster, heart. This is where you should leave.
It's my blood. I need it.
Yeah, right. It's my blood and I need it now. Hey, chat. Let us chat together a moment, my friend. I just want to talk.
There's still several hours until Dawn and I have the whole day to sleep, which is not weird.
Yeah, right. Let's talk all night long.
He sure is lucky he got such an idiot real estate agent.
Yeah, he was like, hey, Renfro, or whatever, Renfield, Renfro. Send your dumbest guy.
As the sun rose, Harker felt himself freed from the oppressions of the night.
Ah,
and
the
I
sun.
Feel the other way around.
Exactly. I was just going to say, when the sun goes down, I'm like, oh, thank God. Phew. Isn't this where I talked
now
about,
I
like,
can shed my skin.
It feels like the sun is screaming at you when you walk outside. You're like, ah. And then I was like, what if the sun was always like screaming? That'd be crazy.
Isn't there like a video or a meme of the sun just screaming?
I think that it happens in Chowder. In Chowder, like the sun is like, ah, or something. I don't know. It happens in some kind of cartoon. It was funny. Ah, Harker wakes up. It's daytime now. Their little chat is over. He looks at his finger. What is he looking at? Is it healed?
I don't know.
Oh, he looks at his neck and...
You literally can't see anything. It's just blinding
white. Can't see anything. But we're supposed to know that there's vampire bite there.
Yeah.
But it's just glaring whiteness.
He just, like, smiles, too.
Yeah, right.
That's silly.
When you wake up and you find a hickey in the morning.
Yeah. And he thinks it's mosquito bites, but, like, there's no way.
Do you think they had bed bugs back then?
I don't know. I'm sure they had plenty of bugs back then.
Yeah, right. Oh, man. Like, you think of, like, the animals that are extinct nowadays, but, like, what about the bugs that are extinct nowadays? Nobody talks about them.
I know.
So, like, he wakes up and he goes to the table and there's all this food just, like, sitting on it. And he's like, don't mind if I do. How long has that been there?
I don't know. He was just there last night.
He was. That's true. I mean, and I'm not going to lie. I'll get a pizza and leave it out all night and wake up and eat it in the morning.
Same.
Thank you. Okay, so he jauntily walks out of the castle and down the driveway or whatever.
Into this gazebo of sorts.
Yeah, and gazes off into the distance poetically.
He starts writing a letter to Nina.
The sun has inspired him to write.
Nina, my beloved, don't be unhappy. Though I am far away, I love you. This is a strange country.
Anyway. It looks like it says anyway.
It does. Am ging gam gim.
He's writing in cursive. And fuck that.
Swats away one of the mosquitoes that I guess bit him.
Oh, yeah.
After my first night in the castle, I found two large bites on my neck. From mosquitoes? From spiders? I don't know. Definitely not the suspicious guy that I've seen so many warnings about.
Yeah, can be that. Definitely not the guy who was, like, basically chasing me down for my blood last night.
I have had some frightful dreams, but they were only dreams. You mustn't worry about me. He, like, strokes his neck, bites lovingly.
He's like, hey, don't be sad or worry about me, but all this bad stuff is happening, but it's totally cool, don't worry. He's not a phantom. How come this guy's running around in the land of the phantoms? Oh, he, like, ran away. Maybe he's not. Okay, never mind. Oh, wait. I'm so fucking all the time. So, like, yeah, Harker, like, motions to this dude who's riding around on his horse in the Land of the Phantoms. And he's like, here, take this letter. Mm-hmm. Is that even a male person? Or did he just probably find the first person he sees and go, go do this for me? And he's like, yeah, okay. And he actually does it.
Please.
That letter would have gone straight into the trash.
As twilight came on, the empty castle became alive with menacing shadows.
Menacing shadows under this dude's eyes.
Harker presents Dracula with the deal. Has they even called him Count Orlok yet?
No, nobody. This, it doesn't say Count Orlok ever.
I thought it did.
I never saw it. I was looking for it.
Is this the like an OG? Like,
See, I don't think so. I literally think this is a different version than they had before.
Is this your life? What a lovely throat.
Oh my God, I am not a vampire. What'd that throat do? Oh my God. Like, yeah, when he's having him sign these papers, it looks like elder abuse. But then he says that shit and you're like, okay, fuck you.
That old mansion seems quite satisfactory. We shall be neighbors.
I'll be neighbors with your wife's throat. I can't wait.
And he has no questions after his commentary about his wife. Yeah, he just lets him sign the papers.
He's the original throat goat.
A deep-throated Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. Because he got a schnoz.
Yeah.
I have a theory that nose size correlates with penis size. So I bet this guy has a giant dick. I think that okay. If you have a big nose, you have a big wiener. If you have a small nose, you have a small wiener.
Nosferatu drinks the blood of the young, the blood necessary to his own existence. One can recognize the mark of the vampire by the trace of his fangs on his victim's throat.
So he's
good thing it was just mosquitoes.
Yeah. Oh, those don't look like vampire bites. Mosquito bites. So this is out of the vampire book again. Is this another book that's in this house now?
I don't think so.
It's the same book that he took? Oh, okay. He stole it.
Yeah.
What a bitch. These people just have, a giant box of books of the vampires at that inn, at that...
Just looking creepy as ever, Nosferatu.
They did that thing where, like, they transposed, like, film over film or whatever. And it was really cool. Mm-hmm. They made Nosferatu, like, appear.
The waterfalls. I'm just gonna go to bed.
Is he pretending to be sleeping? That's funny. Okay, so, Dracula is sneaking into his bedroom and he's pretending to be sleeping. He's scared and he's hiding under the covers. So is this what Dracula did last night? He came and sucked his blood and he's about to do it again. And he's awake this time. How did he not wake up while he was, I don't know.
Yeah. So Nina wakes up all wide-eyed and I believe she's now under a spell by Dracula.
Oh.
And she wanders outside. Because she starts sleepwalking, and I think they say later that he, like, put a spell on her.
That's right. I think that's why she's too also walking on her tiptoes like that, like, to signify that she's, like, being, like, carried more like it.
That same night in Bremen,
that was fast.
That was fast. Maybe they, like, made him slower in the new one. It says she's sleepwalking and stuff like that.
That just made me think of the Nick Schwartzen movie Sleepwalk With Me is really good. Has Nick Schwartzen been canceled?
Nina? I don't know. Good question.
I hope not. I like him. He's a good boy. It's not Nick Schwartzen. It's Mike Birbiglia. Mike Birbiglia can never be canceled. He's the goodest boy.
Westerna catches Nina before she faints. Is this? What is he doing?
Showing off his nails. Look at me set.
Do the creep.
Do the creep. That was a good song. Was it Nicki Minaj in that one?
I don't know. I don't remember. Nina wakes up again. Jonathan, hear me.
Everybody's, like, gathered around her bed, just, like, looking at her, have, like, nightmares.
Is Jonathan's eyes open?
So I think, is Nina seeing this image of Nosferatu being sneaky?
I think so.
I wonder if, like, maybe Nina is seeing what Nosferatu is seeing.
So he just walks in and walks out. Is Harker awake or not? Did he really fall asleep? Or is he, like, in a trance?
I think he was just... pretending, like when the kid thinks that there's a monster in the room. We're about to find out if he, like, yeah, now Mary looks like she's about to fall. Oh, Mary, what's Nina? I keep calling this bitch Mary. She looks like she's about to, oh yeah, she's going back to sleep now that the danger is past.
A job well done. A sudden fever.
So is that guy
the doctor laid Nina's trances to some unknown disease. Since then I have learned that she had sensed the menace of Nosferatu that very night, and Harker, far away, had heard her cry of warning. But he didn't wake up.
Right? So is that doctor guy, the vampire hunter dude?
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing, yeah. Was that who that was? Okay. He looked like Van Helsing.
Calm now. If you have a lot of boxes in your storage unit.
If your mom has a storage unit with a lot of boxes that you're going to have to take care of someday.
You will have to get her life insurance because she has too many boxes. What if she gets lost in the boxes?
Good thing you've got that life insurance.
Mom, you're not going to ever die.
Oh, I got bad news. I'm going to hold your hand when I tell you this.
You might want to sit down.
Your mom has one foot in the grave already.
You have questions about the boxes. No medical exam for the boxes.
Policies. The boxes are your mom now.
Your mom's box.
I love that your mom's listening to this right now.
Hi, Mom.
Holler. The number is 1-800-764-3919. Everybody call it. Everybody blow up their number. Everybody blow them up. 1-800-BOX-MOMS.
Yeah.
Box moms.
You're. Nope.
College. Woo. Who does that anymore?
Not me. I dropped out after like a few quarters.
Every time I meet somebody who's like in school, it just solidifies the fact that I do not want to ever go back. They're so stressed out, dude. You have to pay somebody thousands of dollars to fucking want to kill yourself? Come on.
I hated school.
Oh my God. Don't miss that. Do you have to tell your kid all the time like why school is good and why they should try at school?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, he's been getting good like report cards and being really proud of himself the last couple report cards. And I was just like, good job. Like, make sure you keep paying attention like that because it'll be important in the future because you need to learn. You need to know what you know now to learn the stuff in the future.
Building blocks.
Yeah. I'm like, I know it's not to get up early and stuff.
Yeah, that's rough. It's like habits that you're building now that will help you in the future. That's my big problem is I did not build those habits. I resisted very hard, and now I'm struggling. Hey, kids, listen to your parents or whatever.
Hey, kids, do you like violence? Do you want to like watch me shove nine-inch nails in both of my eyelids?
I don't know if it was that episode that we have live or not, but I remember when I told you, like, when I first heard Slim Shady, I thought he was saying Slam Danny. Yeah. My brother made fun of me so hard. Oh, did I text it to you? I was like, hey, let's listen to Slam Danny. And my brother was like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's Slim Shady, you idiot.
I'm Slam Danny, so I'm the real Danny. Are you the Slam Danies are just imitating?
Well, the real Slam Danny, please. Slam Danny.
Guess who's back again. Danny's back.
Tell a friend. Okay. How much time is left in the movie?
47 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Just in the nick of time. Pretty Litter still texts me, but my cat is dead.
Do you think Nosferatu is actually running that fast or if it's just like a thing they're doing? What is? Did he just, it's like claymation. Him putting a coffin on a carriage or something and then getting in it and it has dirt.
Oh yeah, he's shipping the vampire away like people in cartoons ship away their little brothers in boxes. Where did you say? To Timbuktu?
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Like Odie.
Yeah. When Garfield did it. What a scamp. Look at Wilfred down there with the DVD games. Does he do that a lot?
Not on that one. That's cute. He usually does on that one.
Hey, goofball. What are you doing back there? Does Wilfred Brimley have a fancy last name or is it Wilfred Brimley Hatfield? It's still fancy.
I don't know.
Wilfred Brimley Hatfield. I'm going to start calling him Wilfred Brimley McCoy.
Okay.
You guys are mortal enemies, but you love each other.
The men little suspected what terrible cargo they were carrying down the valley.
I like how you're like pointing the your burps at the microphone. Yeah, so he like ships off the coffin with a vampire in it and these guys are like, okay, without even knowing what it is. It could be drugs.
Some peasants brought him here last evening. He still has a high fever. I was listening to this is important yesterday. And they said something, because Adam's from Omaha, and they said something like, who's the biggest pimp in Omaha? And I like yelled at my car. I was like, it's me. coffins filled with earth. Sat her ass on the remote.
And we're going to start watching Buddy Sex and City. Finch, is your bird a boy or girl?
Girl.
Yeah, her name is Big Pimpin'. That's funny. So that just goes to show.
Like, had nicknames for each other a long time ago, and she would call me Big Pimpin'.
Aw, what's up, Big Pimpin'? Oh, that's cute. That's a good
Big Pimpin' in the house, yeah.
Big Pimpin' in the NYC.
Motherfucking house down.
Is this the Jigga Man? Blah, 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 blah. Big Pimpin'.
But the car tore the motherfucking roof off. Are we clean? I don't ever take shoes off. Why'd I go to YouTube?
Habit. We were just talking about how we have like the perfect amount of time and then we go on to the little sun.
Literally, I was like, come on.
I love the image of like Nosferatu's shadow like creeping.
Yeah.
The original creeper. It's y'all at the same time.
Coffins. I've gone floor mode.
I like how vampires always have to carry dirt with them like they're playing Minecraft.
Yeah. In case they get stuck in a hole.
Yeah, so they can dig up.
Nosferatu, stop digging straight down. Fucking idiot. I guess you collect the dirt when you do that. But you're not supposed to do it because you could like fall into a cave.
Yep. I've learned that a couple times.
Fun fact.
Did you ever find any good diamond deposits before you got lost forever?
No, but I forgot I turned off the lose all your stuff when we played together.
So you're not going to lose it?
No, I died and I did not lose all my stuff.
Yeah, because you had mentioned that you were going to lose all your things. And I was like, maybe she turned it back on because she felt like she was cheating.
No, I did. I've been trying to play like that, but I was like, fuck, dude, it sucked. And I gave in.
The way I see it, yeah, it sucks so bad. Mm-hmm. The way I see it, if it's built into the game, if it's a button you can fucking push, it's legal. Not cheating. You just are a little bit more of a little baby than other people. It's fine.
I always turn on the rain for like a really long time. And then when it's done, I turn it on again. I like when it's raining in Minecraft.
I like it. It's beautiful.
Nosferatu was en route. And with him, disaster approached Bremen. At the same time, Dr. Van Helsing was giving a course on the secrets of nature and their strange correspondences to human life. Okay, so why does he have to get there by boat, but Hellboy got there by horse?
Cause
that's
true.
Because he's going to be his neighbor. They're just going to the same place. The professor told his students about the existence of a carnivorous plant.
Maybe it's because a horse can't get a coffin places, but a boat can.
Oh, fuck. Well, because they had the carriages.
Yeah, but...
because he rode to the boat on a carriage.
So you think they put... yeah, I guess you could get like a flatbed and hook it up to the horses.
I don't know.
But maybe a carriage with a... that would be heavier.
We see a Venus flytrap.
Trap fly. Trap.
Flies in the trap. Flies in the trap. All these bitches is my sons. And I'm going to go and get some flies for them. Astonishing, isn't it, gentlemen? I'm sorry. That plant is the vampire of the vegetable kingdom.
Phantoms ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing.
100 Nosferatus can't tell me nothing. Nosferatu Redfield under his influence from afar. We see Van Helsing Helsing it up. That patient who was brought in yesterday has gone out of his mind. Who is Renfield?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the new movie, they make more of a show out of him, like, eating, like, rodents and random bugs and stuff. But they don't really necessarily explicitly say it in this movie. But he's crazy because he's, like, eating bugs and animals.
Yes. Wait, he does that.
That's
in
why they bring him in.
The new movie?
In the new movie, yeah. But I noticed him kind of doing it in this movie, too. But they don't, like, really point it out that much.
He does
like
do here. A lot of wild shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He does eat a fly there.
Mm-hmm.
Blood.
Yeah, he got the blood bust.
Do flies have blood?
Maybe a little bit.
Today Everything on Smash, do flies have blood?
Hey, listeners, write in if you think flies have blood.
Email the podcast.
He's like, hey, can you get me some more flies? And these guys are just like watching him eating flies.
Or maybe some crickets from PetSmart.
That could have been avoided. He like comes up and like starts choking the doctor, and the security guard's like, stop that. But he could have stopped him anytime.
And now, gentlemen, here's another type of vampire. A polyp with claw.
That security guard is kind of like a Trump security outfit. Hey. Oh, this is the polyp.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, the polyp is the little thing, and he's attacking the big thing.
I think it's like, what was it like? Transparent without substance, almost a phantom. Yeah, like, I think it's about, like, the plague attaching itself to your lungs.
Oh.
Because this is super, just like, it's all the plague. Everyone dies of the plague. I don't think Nosferatu kills anybody.
I totally forgot the plague was even, like, irrelevant.
Ooh, spider blood.
Oh, the spider's, like, drinking the blood out of a thing.
A juice box.
Good juice.
Nina was often seen alone among the dunes, watching and waiting for her husband's return. We can sit so freely with these.
I know. I have so much freedom.
I'm just big chilling on the floor, dude.
I mean, if I found a nice little spot by the dunes with a little bench and stuff, you better believe I'd be hanging out there, too.
Right? It's just because it's the old days, they think she's looking for her husband, but really she's just enjoying the scenery. She's like, I have a life partner back home. I'm fine. Yeah, I'd be looking. Are there, like, a bunch of graves around her? She's just hanging out.
It looks like there's a bunch of graves.
Why on the beach? That cannot be good for tourism.
Really? Like, there
are... Actually, people might visit that. I think the wave would wash away, though.
You can see they're washing away.
I have had some frightful dreams, but they were only dreams. You mustn't worry about me. This is when they start reusing the text slides over and fucking over again. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving immediately to return to Bremen and to you. I don't think they did that one, though.
Yeah, that's new. She doesn't look happy.
Mm.
Okay, he says
well,
that
if
he's
she looks
back.
Happy and he comes back alive, then everyone will tell him that she was happy.
Yeah, I guess. If it makes you happy.
If you want to save the world, you should play Ring Around the Rosie.
Why the hell are you so
and drink yogurt.
Sad. Ring Around the Rosie was invented, yeah, because of plague times, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Good fun fact.
Pocket full of posy. Because they smelled bad.
Oh. Yeah, Ring Around the Rosie is like...
Rosary.
Well, I thought it was like because the sores that you got were like red and there was a ring around it.
Right, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's dark.
Yeah.
I know.
I'd be like,
the ashes, we all fall down. It's like everybody dying.
Yeah.
Crazy. Kids were wild back then. What the fuck?
Kids these days.
And their parents were like, yeah, let's continue that forever. Or like other kids. I don't know.
Ring around the skibbity. Pocket full of Sigma, Rizzler, Rizzler, we all, what's another one? We all cap down.
We all cap down. We all have knee surgery tomorrow.
Go I wipe wonder? Your ass with this math test.
What? Is this a nun just like with a straight up blanket on her head? That's funny. It looks like they were like, here's a towel, you're holy now.
Yeah. What? It looks like there's a painting of Abraham Lincoln on the wall. Oh, maybe not.
It's Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus him, Lincoln. Christ.
He's
that's what the H stands for. Ham. Jesus H Christ.
Jesus Ham Christ. Abraham was my father. Call me Jesus Ham.
There's an Abraham in the Bible.
There is. Maybe that was actually his father. Is that who got Mary pregnant? And that's why she named him Jesus H Christ. Joseph never knew.
What does he slip out of his pocket? Renfield just slipped something out of this guard.
Like a security guard
guys.
Like sweeping a newspaper.
Oh yeah, new plague baffles science. A mysterious epidemic of the plague has broken out in Eastern Europe and in the port cities of the Black Sea, attacking principally the young and vigorous. Because of the two bloody marks on the neck of each victim, baffles the medical profession.
Well, these mosquitoes are so out of hand.
A mysterious pally, the young epidemic of and vigorous, the plague has cause of the broken out in two bloody Eastern Europe marks on the in the port neck of each city's. Okay. That's how I started reading it the first time.
Yeah. For the listeners, that story, news story was written in two columns that if you just read. Right
yeah,
to
the
left,
line between is like. Very thin.
It's so funny.
Go
do you remember
riding horses in waterfalls?
Do you remember in that video game, the Oregon Trail, mm-hmm. when you had to cross the river or whatever.
I don't remember that part.
I died all the time trying to cross the river. I was like, yeah, my horses can make it. And they were like, no, indeed, they cannot. You died.
But did you die?
Yeah. But did you die, though? Yeah, I did.
Of dysentery.
Who's Terry and why you dissing him?
What's the tea? What's the dysentery tea? Aboard the Demeter, first one man was stricken, then all. The Demeter is the name of the ship.
They're on a ship, and...
they're going slow, and they've got a nautical-themed Pashmina Afghan.
So that's Van Helsing. He's on this ship.
Yeah.
And everybody has the plague now, and he's like, okay, let me go check it out. And why doesn't he get the plague? Because he's a vampire hunter?
Maybe. He has garlic.
Yeah, he's got garlic in his blood.
He smokes plenty of pipes, so he is... good.
Yeah, that's all you gotta do. Yell at her. Hit her. Oh, that's Harker. I thought it was a lady.
No, it's bad. Is it? I fucking love when people make those jokes like fucking hit her. Oh my god. And then I fucking hit her.
I love making that joke. And people laugh so hard every time. Or like in like a show, if like a kid is getting in trouble, I'm like, hit him. Well, there was, like, an episode of Daria where they were, like, little, and Daria was, like, a toddler, and her sister Quinn was, like, crying, and Daria's like, punish her! Punish her! And I love saying that. Nobody ever gets that one, but that's hilarious. I don't know what that was. I think that Harker just had a vision of Nosferatu, of Dracula, I should say.
It's my dirt in a box.
It's my dirt in a box, yeah. Okay.
One evening at sundown, the captain... and his first mate buried the last man of the crew.
That's not my dad. That's a box of dirt.
That's not my dad. That's a vampire. I threw it in the dirt.
That's not a vampire. That's a phantom.
I'm just going to make a super cut of all the songs we've made up.
That's musical improv, baby.
They bury the body in the water.
You ever think about that? How throwing something in the water is basically burying it in the water?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just like liquid dirt.
A water burial. I'm going below. I want to have a look in the hold. I'm checking for rats.
That's what an innuendo. Why does he look so sleepy? Somebody get him a Monster Energy drink. Okay, he's mad at the box. He's opening it up. It's rats. Surprise.
Aw, rats.
It's some rats in a box. And this is where whack-a-mole came from.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact. Whacking rats in caskets.
Nosferatu rises erect. Magically. Show.
Oh my god.
Okay. Surely not closing the door behind me will be an effective move.
Oh, he's going to jump off the boat. Why not just throw him off the boat? Oh, because yeah. He'll bite your neck. He's like, because
you can't drown your phantoms. They know how to swim.
Can't bury a phantom. He's like, look at my nails. Look at my new set. Isn't it Slay Queen?
Despite all sorts of obstacles, Harker pushed on towards Bremen. Meanwhile, driven by the fatal breath of the vampire, the vessel moved rapidly towards the Baltic. He's okay. Just like at the back of the boat going.
Okay, so Harker is going to Bremen on a horse, right? And Vampire is going on a ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to pee.
So I think it makes total sense that, yeah, Vampire gets there first. And he's like, haha, I made your bitch mine. You don't want to pause it? Okay. Hey, you guys, it's just me and you. Okay. This is hard by myself. This grill is not a home. I don't think she heard me. Nina is reaching out. She's like on her little balcony and she's like reaching out into the air, grasping it. Phantoms that are not there. Visions of the ocean and the ship. Nina longs for the sea. Is that? Oh, that's her friend. Okay, so Nina's friend just woke up and she's going to be like, I wonder if Nina was like making noises. How did she know that she needed to run to her friend? Did she just have a feeling because they're besties?
I guess. He's coming. I must go to meet him.
you think she's talking about her husband. She was talking about that vampire.
Whatever these plants are. She just walked right into it. It's funny.
Okay, here's Harker on the horsies. 1, 2, 3, 4 horsepowers. They don't make them like they used to. All right, is that Nina? So Nina's like running across the yard with her shawl on because she's thirsty for that D. Renfield is crawling up the wall to look out the window, but how? A
flat concrete wall.
Yeah, right? Like he's what, Spider-Man? Oh, because he ate spiders?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Oh my God. Could you imagine being on a ship and it moves that slowly?
No.
My God, I couldn't even. Like, step on the gas.
The master's coming. The master is here. Poor Renfield.
What? He likes being a little sub. Let him live his best life.
I think he's in a trance and being forced to.
Oh. So this is the real elder abuse.
Mm-hmm.
He's happy. Look at him. What else is he going to do? He looks not happy.
He looks kind of content. I don't know.
He does. Yeah, like sitting on a little bed, like a little kid who's really excited to go out to the party. No, I think he's like living in the best life that he's ever lived. Some people have religion. He has vampires.
And dysentery. Oh my God, this movie's already going to make me fall asleep, and now the commercials are not helping. I never have to. The fucking claymation bullshit. Stop. It's like Tim Robinson. Wet Tim Robinson.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Now he looks like the baby in Look Who's Talking.
Why are they just like lounging and hanging out in his cell?
These guards are just like putting themselves in front of this guy like, hee hee hee.
I'm just going to come in here and light my cigarette real quick.
Literally.
I've long tried to understand why Nosferatu traveled with the earth-filled coffins. Recently, I discovered that to preserve their diabolic power, vampires must sleep during the day in the same unhallowed ground in which they had been buried.
Which that sounds like a funny, like when you're playing with somebody and they keep making up stupid rules to the game. Oh, he can't travel because he needs to have the dirt that he like was born in or whatever. But okay,
so, like it doesn't count.
Well, yeah, he can though because he'll put the dirt in the coffin and then travel with that and carry it around. He looks so stupid carrying this giant coffin with dirt in it.
Seriously. You couldn't find a carriage here? They didn't have taxis when you got off the boat.
At least, like, get the mice to carry it for you.
Yeah. I don't know if we mentioned it, but there was a bunch of, like, rodents in his coffin.
Yeah, what was up with that? Because he busted open the box. The rodents came out of it. So is it, like, dirt and rodents and him? How's there room for all that shit?
Yeah, why are they in there? Because it's dark? Maybe because he's a phantom and he attracts rats.
Maybe. Does he smell like rotten flesh? Maybe. What attracts rats? Cheese? Does he smell like cheese? That's gross.
Sound kind of.
He's like the John Travolta meme, like looking for something.
Boom, boo-doom, 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 boo-doom. And Harker has arrived home to Nina.
I want to get a tattoo of Dracula carrying his box of dirt because it's so cute. Like, that's such a cute image to me. Look at him. He's so goofy.
I got some dirt.
He's just a silly little guy.
He is.
Look at his walking. He's so goofy. He's like, Nina, I'm coming. It's like, so are they like racing to Nina? Okay, I get that. Okay. Dracula's
last
hoping
one
to
her
first.
Throat's a rotten egg.
He senses somebody kissing Nina. Oh, Harker. Okay.
Jonathan, thank God you are safe. Now I feel that I, too, have been saved.
Gross. I hate it when people kiss. Stop it.
Especially when they're just, like, straight-faced, don't move their mouth. Let me just touch my face to your face.
Ugh. When did people start kissing and why?
I know.
Like, I have lips and you do, too. Let's push them together. Do-do-do-do-do. That's something the Butters would say. Do-do-do, I have two lips. Do-do-do, you have some, too. Let's put them together and see what we can do. Do do
do do do do do do do. See, why if you can just go through this door and, like, turn invisible and go through it without opening the door, why could you not just transport to here?
I mean,
take too much quantum mechanics?
Maybe. In his castle, he was, like, opening the doors by himself and then sneaking in them when he could have just apparated through the doors.
He didn't want to be too suspicious.
He just loves some dramatic entrances, I guess.
Who's that? Is that Van Helsing?
Yeah, so Van Helsing just, like, fainted behind the wheel of the ship. Oh, yeah, he was tied. They tied him to the...
Oh, he tied himself. Like, he tied himself.
Yeah. So that in case he passes out, he can still steer? What?
I don't know if it's, like, in case you hit turbulence.
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, so you're not, like, just flapping around.
That's we cute. Couldn't find a single living soul on board.
We only found dead souls. Was the game Dead Souls about the plague? Isn't there a game called Dead Souls? Dead Soul.
I think so.
Oh, I thought they were carrying out a coffin. Okay, so they're carrying Van Helsing's body off of the ship. I didn't realize Van Helsing got sick. I sure am glad we're watching this.
He was the one at the steering wheel.
Yeah, I just didn't realize that. He was...
I don't know.
Last time, I was too hung up on him being tied up that I didn't think about what was actually happening.
Ship's log, Varma to Bremen, 29 April 1858. Past the Dardanelles, east wind, fuck me.
I forgot to mention in this recording of this podcast that there is, you guys should sign, if you like Dracula, you guys should sign up for Dracula Daily, where you get an email with, like, that day's journal entry, since Dracula was written, like, journal style. Sign up. It's really fun. It's like reading a book, but you're just reading your emails, which we all needed that.
May I take your hat, sir?
Two dapper gentlemen in pretty little hats meet up at the foot of the ship.
Yeah, it's Western. I don't know what's going on. Someone else.
That guy just went under the ship and found a book, right? And then he came out and got his hat on. Now it looks like they're at some town hall. What is this,
yeah,
a jail?
Yeah, ship's log. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was the ship's log. Okay, so he comes up to this gathering of dudes around Van Helsing and shows them the ship's log.
6 May 1838. Rounded Cape of God fucking damn it.
Instagram.
Yeah, literally. One of my men, the strongest, is sick. Crew is restless, uneasy. 7 May 1838. Mate reported stowaway hiding below decks. Will investigate.
...
Mm-hmm. Ellipsis. Past Gibraltar. Panic on board. Three men dead already. Mate out of his mind. Rats in the hold. I fear the plague.
Uh-oh.
Rats in the hold. In the hold.
He says I fear the plague like they already knew that the plague existed.
I think so. Well, the first plague was in like 1400.
Oh, there were two plagues?
Yeah, I think there's like... multiple.
There's been like a ton of plagues. There
the
was like
plague
the black
is here.
Plague.
Stay in your houses. Yeah, I think just more books being published and like media. We know more about recent ones than. Or like, I don't know.
Well.
Because there's a lot of like movies where the plague is like a subject, I feel like.
Yeah. For real. What if it came back again? Oh no.
I feel like plagues are just different diseases.
Yeah, right. Was COVID a plague?
That's what I feel like, I guess.
We just don't call it that anymore. Nobody calls it that anymore.
No, it's pandemic or epidemic now.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because the bird doctors were the first plague, and this was after the bird doctors.
Notice, to halt the spread of the plague, the burgomaster of Bremen forbids the citizens of his city to bring their sick to the...
The citizens of the city to bring their... Oh... God damn it. I'm the Burgermeister of Purgatory. Shout out to the Pixies.
Hospitals. Until further notice. I forgot about that. It's the shortest fucking page.
They couldn't fit that? Come
literally.
On.
Look, back up with your camera.
Or, yeah, make the font smaller. What the fuck? You guys never tried to, like, write a paper before? So that was, like,
left. Yeah,
a dude was, like, announcing... to everybody. He like came up to the street where all these houses were and he was like, hey, everybody listen to me, and everybody came to their windows and he said, take your sick to the hospital. Like,
and
he
said, don't take them to
the
hospital.
Oh, he said, don't take them to the hospital. Okay. Yep, just like with COVID. They were like, don't come here. Stay home, please.
All these boxes. I'm going to leave you boxes and a bunch of paperwork. You are planning, though.
She's literally planning on it.
Literally, this is planning.
That's, yeah, what do you call this?
No context commercials with Sam and Ash. It's a life insurance. The same life insurance one from earlier.
Put all of our life insurance ads together and it'll maybe make a semblance of sense.
A little bit.
God damn it, I'm going to get some fucking Taco Bell after this so hard. Ooh. I love eating a Crunchwrap in the car.
Ooh.
I like they were made for it. I got to get a car Crunchwrap and then a house Crunchwrap for when I get home and I have another Crunchwrap to eat.
Kyle Newacek always says, whatever you eat in the car on the way home doesn't count.
I heard that. Mm-hmm. One time, my cousin like posted on Facebook or something, somebody that she saw in the car next to her was like eating their food. And she was like, why can't you just wait until you get home? And it was like, shots fired.
Literally.
I didn't say anything, but I was like, well, you're not my family. My family eats in the car. David doesn't. When we like get food, he just like holds it and I'm like, would you give me a fucking fry or what, weirdo? I'm just gonna keep the bag closed like a psycho. So they draw crosses on the doors where there's dead people, or they draw crosses on the doors to keep the plague out. This dude's just going around vandalizing people's property with chalk.
Maybe he's just blessing people.
Yeah,
well, no, because he's peeper.
Bitch! Peeper,
how do you do? Yeah, he's like marking all the doors with crosses.
Yeah, he's marking all the doors.
Maybe he's a priest or someone.
I think he's just a busybody.
Have you ever seen the longest movie in the world?
At what point does he stop being a priest and start being a menace to society?
A vandal. Nina had promised her husband never to open the Book of the Vampires, but she found herself unable to resist the temptation. Because that worked well before.
What's with women reading books? I knew we shouldn't have taught them. She's trying so hard.
The whole reason women couldn't read is because they didn't want them to read the Book of the Vampire.
First they eat apples, then they read books.
They read cursed texts. We cannot get them to stop. I'm just going to repeat shit again.
It's the same exact shit that we saw last time.
One can recognize the mark of the mosquito bites by the trace of its sucker thingy.
One can recognize the mark of the vampire by the trace of the fangs on his victim's throat. One can recognize the mark of the vampire by the... Okay. Only a woman
would read this book. Only a woman can break this frightful spell. A woman pure in heart who will offer her blood freely to Nosferatu.
Yeah, good luck.
And throw that fang back on him.
Bitches always want something else in return. They will just offer your blood freely. And it's disgusting.
Nosferatu's only want one thing, and it's fucking disgusting. We'll keep the vampire by her side until after the croc. Damn, bro. Cock has crowed.
The cock has crowed.
Someone say cock.
Oh my god, when I saw the new movie and they said the cock has crowed, I like laughed out loud, and there was a theater full of silent people who were probably like, who let this 12-year-old in?
Honey, I read the book.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Hit her! I told you not to.
Look every night in front of me.
If only you hadn't read that book. This all wouldn't be happening.
Women. Next thing you know, they'll let them drive. Don't get me started on voting.
I think we could vote before we could drive. I don't know which came first.
This movie is all about letting your neighbor hit it so he doesn't kill you. So you don't get the plague. You had to let your neighbor hit it.
Nosferatu introduced the plague, but also polyamory.
Yeah. And herd immunity.
Yeah. He's demonized, but really he's done so much for society.
Harker, I hardly knew her.
Oh my god, that's so good. It never gets old.
Curtis Connor does it all the fucking time.
Oh my god.
Creeper, I hardly know where. You know I'm a grower and not a shower. How did you get so thick with no curves? You are a whole snack like an order. The townspeople lived in mortal terror. Who was sick or dying? Who will be stricken tomorrow? Covered.
Terror, I hardly knew her.
What's his name again? Westerner?
Yeah.
I hardly knew her. Don't be frightened, I'll get the professor. I hardly knew her.
Okay, so what the professor's like, fine now? He's like cured of the plague?
I guess.
That blankie looks very soft. Mm. I like how you can tell that even in a black and white movie. Mm-hmm. It was probably made out of lead or asbestos.
Waiting for my husband to return from the war.
So, sad lady's looking out the window and there's just like pallbearers carrying coffin after coffin after coffin.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Creepy paper.
Creepy paper. You can't stream What We Do in the Shadows, the movie, anywhere. Have I already talked about that? I'm pissed about it.
I think you mentioned it, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that we're doing this again so I can talk about all the same shit I talked about
literally
last time.
It's not, it didn't all go to waste, I guess.
Yeah. Read the room, orchestra.
Only a woman can break his frightful spell. A woman pure in heart. Who will offer her blood freely to Nosferatu and hit it from the back and bust that thing open. We'll keep the vampire by her side until after the cock has grown.
This book has so many pages.
Vampire, I hardly knew her. I feel like the beginning of Bree Calhoun's set.
We should end the podcast like the end of Bree Calhoun's set. We're just like, bye. Yeah.
Well, bye.
Sometimes at the end of podcasts, I don't know how to end things and I just like walk away. So, mm-hmm. Bye. Doom, 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 doom.
I bet they're life partners.
Yeah, right.
They saw him escape. He strangled his keeper.
I think they're twins. We're going to look that like that someday. That's going to be us podcasting.
Yep.
We're just talking about people in the neighborhood. Doom 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 doom.
No more ads, please. Thank you. Why is that Renfield on the fucking roof?
Renfield's on the roof throwing rocks at people, and they're throwing rocks at him. He loves it.
Kick me in the balls.
Renfield's such a little scamp. Look at him up there. Like a naughty kitty cat.
Like the little girl in Amityville.
Yeah.
It looks like his like dick has got to be so far up his like asshole. With those pants.
With those pants. Oh my God, that's so funny. What is she? Oh, what does that say? Did
dick?
You see? It did. It looks like.
It says Eklib dick, I think. Eklib dick. It means I love you in German.
Oh. Isn't that what your code is for therapy today?
I see dick.
I see dick. Mm-hmm. I see wieners.
I see UP.
Oh my God, people are just running around because they don't have, like, internet. Anything better to do. They're just chasing this human being like he's prey. What are they going to do when they catch him? This is so funny. This shadow.
Literally, he's in the fucking autism pose. I can say that.
She can say that because she has autism. Oh, yeah. It was like a... So what? Like, he planted...
Like a fucking scarecrow or something.
It was a scarecrow and they thought it was him, so they demolished it.
Yeah, like the T-pose bent elbows.
And he's just, Dracula's standing in the window. Is it nighttime, I guess?
He's
now?
Just staring at her throat all night. Through the window.
Oh my God.
Literally.
You ever had neighbors like this? Honestly, though, like, close the fucking curtains, dude.
There was this fucking old guy that lived across the way for a while. I haven't seen him in a long time, thank God. He would freak me the fuck out.
He was just staring at the window all the time.
No, just like staring every time I was outside, and he was outside at the same time. He was just fucking watching me.
Watching you. I noticed, I learned that, like, in Germany, like, people, like, fucking stare at people.
This bro has,
so
like
maybe this is just,
fingers.
Like, something like that. It's just that German stare.
Maybe.
He's like, what is customary in my culture?
No one can live up to this finger lake standards you're setting, Nosferatu.
Right? Like, Nosferatu, chill, my boyfriend's watching. Or girlfriend, sorry.
You're gonna
my
make me feel bad. Like, the horses, and I think you should leave.
I give him small wieners. That's funny.
killed himself.
Oh, look at him. Do they creep?
I'm going to say it. Nosferatu's only still relevant because of SpongeBob. I don't care if you broke your elbow.
I believe it. Music just suddenly cuts out.
I can't fight this feeling anymore. I want Nosferatu to start singing that. The professor, call the professor. I hope when we use these voices, it makes it obvious that we're reading silent stuff.
Maybe.
Nina, who said that? She's ill. Falling ill, it would seem.
Yeah, we have to do this again, except everybody has their own voice. Yeah. Let me do voices.
Hi! I'm Nina!
Hello, I am Dracula.
Please don't leave me to take care of the cat.
Don't. I'm Harker. Don't read that book.
I'm Nosferatu.
Tea. I'm Renfield. Tea. I love flies.
That's probably how he sounds, honestly. Poked my titty. She looks like she just got a purple nipple.
People in this movie are both overreacting and underreacting at the same time. Mm-hmm. What my cat looks like when she doesn't want me to pet her.
Doesn't this end really abruptly and stupid? I think we're almost there.
Yeah, it's like, and everybody dies at the end. No, that's not what happens, but. Who's this?
No idea. Is that the guy he passed on the street earlier?
It looks like maybe.
Nosferatu.
Nosferatu. I forgot that's how they do it. Yeah. Oh my god, that's so good.
Isn't that how they like end the episode?
Yeah.
Oh no, he's like flicking the lights off.
Oh yeah. Nosferatu. Oh, it's the cock crowing.
He never even does that in the movie. Oh, he's sucking blood. I thought he was just creeping behind the bed. He's circling blurred.
In the club, we all vams. It really pains me to know that, like, millions of people aren't going to listen.
I know.
Hilarious content.
Master, master, beware.
That was Renfield, so that's a T, master, master, T, beware.
Yeah. Is it about to be sunny? Is that why?
Imagine how many of those flowers don't exist anymore.
I know.
Those flowers are all dead now.
Get down from the wall, Renfield.
Wait till you get down, like up to the window.
Honestly, that's like really talented and they should just let him.
No. There should be a point in prison where you do a really good job breaking out and you should just be allowed to.
Thank you. I'll that should be a rule.
Change my mind. Just kidding.
It like is an unspoken rule, but like they can't write it down because then everybody will do it. But it's just like, shh.
Yeah, it's like a secret menu item at McDonald's.
Yeah, like if if your roommate dies in college, you get all A's for the rest of the time. What movie was that? Was it?
Fuck.
Oh god. God damn, I forgot. I don't know. I don't even remember. Okay.
So Nosferatu walks into the sunlight and turns transparent and turns into like a rolling puff of smoke on the ground. The master is dead, Renfield says. How, why is he tied? Oh, they tied him up with rope because he tried to escape. Nina wakes up. Jonathan.
I don't remember it being called that. Dead man on campus. About two college students who discover that a student who receives straight A's for their grief if their roommate commits suicide. Oh. I don't know if that's the same movie.
And at that moment, as if by a miracle, the sick no longer died, and the stifling shadow of the vampire vanished with the morning sun, and unicorns shit rainbow, and everybody lived happily ever after. Very abrupt ending. The end.
The end. Couldn't have come sooner. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.